You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and in this episode of the Injury Helpline Podcast, we're focusing on some of the most serious and traumatic cases we see. Severe dog bite injuries. Here's a shocking statistic. Over 4.5 million Americans are bitten by dogs each year, and some of those attacks result in medical costs that can exceed $400,000. These aren't just simple nips. They're life-changing injuries that often require surgery, long-term care, and emotional recovery. Today, we'll break down the legal path for victims of severe dog attacks, including how liability is determined and what kind of compensation may be available.
That's absolutely terrifying when you think about it. I recently read about a case where the victim needed 6 different reconstructive surgeries after a single attack.
You know what's really eye-opening? The sheer force these animals can generate. Some larger breeds can exert up to 743 pounds of pressure per square inch in their bite. That's enough to crush bones instantly.
Well, that explains why these severe cases often result in such devastating injuries. What are some of the most common types of serious injuries you've come across in your research?
We're looking at everything from deep tissue damage to severed nerves and tendons. But what's particularly concerning is that about 27% of severe dog bite cases require specialized reconstructive surgery.
And I imagine children are especially vulnerable in these situations?
That's exactly right. Children under 12 account for nearly 40% of all severe dog bite cases. Their height puts them at eye level with most dogs, which is why we see so many devastating facial injuries in young victims.
You know what's interesting about these cases? The legal framework varies dramatically depending on where you live.
Oh, that's such an important point. Some states follow strict liability laws, meaning the owner is automatically responsible regardless of the dog's history. But others use what's called the one-bite rule, which can make cases more complex.
Speaking of complexity, let's talk about the financial impact. These cases can be absolutely devastating for families without proper legal representation.
Well, that's where services like the Injury Helpline become crucial. They offer free consultations 24/7 and can connect victims with attorneys who specialize in severe dog bite cases. And here's what many people don't realize. Most of these attorneys work on a contingency basis.
So they only get paid if they win the case? That must be a huge relief for families already dealing with mounting medical bills.
Exactly. And those medical bills can be staggering. We're talking about multiple surgeries, rehabilitation, psychological counseling. I've seen cases where the total damages exceeded $500,000.
The long-term implications can be devastating too, both physically and emotionally.
You know, that's so true. About 30% of severe dog bite victims develop PTSD or other anxiety disorders. And then there's the potential for permanent disability, especially with injuries to hands or feet that can affect someone's ability to work.
Well, that brings up an important point about compensation. It's not just about immediate medical costs, is it?
Not at all. Victims might be entitled to compensation for lost wages, future medical care, pain, and suffering, and even reduced earning capacity. Like, if someone can't return to their previous profession because of permanent damage, that needs to be factored into any settlement.
That's precisely why it's so important to get proper legal guidance right from the start.
And you know what's often overlooked? The role of property owners and landlords. In some jurisdictions, they can be held liable if they knew about a dangerous dog on their property and didn't take appropriate action.
So there could potentially be multiple parties responsible in these cases?
Exactly. And that's another reason why having experienced legal representation through services like the Injury Helpline is so crucial. They can identify all potentially liable parties and build the strongest possible case for compensation.
The documentation process must be incredibly important in these cases too.
Oh my goodness, yes. Photos of injuries, medical records, witness statements. Everything needs to be meticulously documented. And that's something many victims don't think about in the immediate aftermath of an attack when they're dealing with trauma.
That's why having immediate access to legal guidance through the Injury Helpline can make such a difference.
Absolutely right. And remember, they're available 24/7 for free consultations, When you're dealing with something as serious as a severe dog bite, you really can't afford to wait or try to handle it alone.
These cases really do require specialized knowledge and experience to handle properly.
Well, that's why we keep emphasizing the importance of reaching out to the Injury Helpline right away. They can connect victims with attorneys who understand both the medical and legal complexities of severe dog bite cases, ensuring the best possible outcome for the victim.